Following a tip-off from a multinational cybersecurity firm and the FBI 5 years ago, a global police investigation was sparked. It began to unpick the web behind a remote access Trojan spyware, also known as a RAT, called Imminent Monitor. Commander Chris Goldsmith is with Cybercrime Operations at the Australian Federal Police.
It could be installed on a victim's device without their knowledge, and it allowed an offender to monitor their device, gain access to their files, access to their webcam without the victim's knowledge. So it's a really insidious tool that can really support a range of criminal activity, from identity theft and financial crime all the way through to stalking and domestic violence.
In 2019, the AFP's Operation Cepheus was able to shut down the software, preventing its use and further purchases. In the same year, investigators seized a number of devices, including a custom-built computer containing code consistent with the development and use of the spyware. Commander Chris Goldsmith says the computer belonged to a now 24-year-old Australian man.
AFP investigators served a summons on this man in his Melbourne home on the 6th of July to face 6 charges for his alleged role in creating, selling, and administering the RAT between 2013 and 2019. The AFP's also charged a woman, 42, who lives at the same Frankston home as the man, with one count of dealing with the proceeds of crime.
If convicted, the man could face up to 20 years in prison. He was aged just 15 when police allege he created the spyware, which was sold to 14,500 individuals in more than 120 countries. There were 201 purchases of the spyware in Australia, including by people on domestic violence orders and one on the Child Sex Offender Register. Police believe there are tens of thousands of victims around the world. But according to cybersecurity experts, it's becoming increasingly difficult to detect attacks. Nigel Fair from the University of New South Wales Institute for Cybersecurity says it's critical for people to be aware of what they download and keep their devices up to date.
Always download the latest patches and allow the manufacturer to do updates in real time. Secondly, have a commercial-grade antivirus and associated protection to stop a lot of this unwanted spyware and other malicious software from getting into your device. And thirdly, just be really wary of the sorts of things that you download, the places you go to on the internet, and look for anything that just doesn't seem quite right.
As part of the investigation, 85 search warrants were executed around the world, with hundreds of devices seized and more than a dozen arrests made. Claire Slattery, SBS News.